Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, Chicagoland's home loan expert. These days, everyone's claiming to be an expert, but there's only one home loan expert. I get my clients lower rates, lower payments, and I can even help get rid of that PMI. And if I'm not doing your loan, you're not getting the best deal, plain and simple. Call me directly, 773-770-4727. That's 773-770-4727, or apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Keep an eye out on the expressway, where we're getting reports of a tipped-over ice cream truck that's left rocky roads and a...
Sweet Bessie, would you look at this Cyber Monday deal on Amazon right now? Ha-ha! There is no way this is going to last. You have got to get this incredible deal right now. Pull over first, of course, hands at 10 and 2 and all that stuff. Or is it 5 and 6? I forget.
This Cyber Monday Deals Week, let the deals come to you. Find thousands of deals and new ones as often as every 5 minutes at Amazon and through the app.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday, don't miss the half-price lease on the 32-gig Samsung Galaxy S6, only $9 a month. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for it. Galaxy S6 requires 24-month lease for well-qualified buyers. No secure deposit. If you cancel, remaining device payments or due plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1-7-16. Savings through 1-8-18. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What could be better than buying a new Nest thermostat? Buying it between now and Monday at the Home Depot when it comes with a $50 Home Depot gift card. The new Nest thermostat is more beautiful than ever. It learns your schedule to program itself, turns itself down when you're away, and right now, it'll make you $50 richer. Let's do this. However you build cheer, start at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through November 30th, mail-in or online rebate, limit 2 per customer.
And this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom.
Objection! You can't show my clients' rates to your customers!
We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier.
Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law!
No, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest.
I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Just after 1 o'clock and from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The second best team record-wise will be at the United Center tonight for NBA basketball. The San Antonio Spurs take on the Bulls. The Spurs coming in at 14-3. The Bulls are 9-5. By the way, the Bulls play 9 of their next 10 at the United Center, but they won't have either Aaron Brooks or Kirk Heinrich available for tonight's game. Meanwhile, former Bulls guard Chris Duhon has been suspended from his assistant coaching job at Marshall University. This after being arrested and charged following an aggravated DUI incident yesterday. Baseball news, the Red Sox have signed free agent outfielder Chris Young to a multi-year deal, played with the Yankees last season, and the Cubs divvied up their playoff shares from the playoffs to 60 individuals, with each person getting a bit over $122,000. College football, USC has removed the interim tag from Clay Helton. He gets the permanent job out there. And in pro football, we have the Baltimore-Cleveland game tonight, right here on The Score. Did you know your car talks to you? Are you listening? All those beeps, vibrations, and lit up icons are your car's way of communicating to help you be a safer driver. Learn more at mycardoeswhat.org. This scoreboard update brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, David Schuster. Thank you to our guest today, Pat Fitzgerald. Go Cats from Northwestern. That was in hour number one, James Big Cat Williams. Started off hour number three talking about the Bears and Hub Arkish on the Bears and a couple other NFL things.
The publisher.
Including Peyton Manning, Brock Osweiler, where the differences of opinions were there in Hub's pregame conversations with his colleagues as well as right here.
Yeah, so he really did drop a Dan Fouts and a Kevin Harlan. I was having lunch with Kevin Harlan and Dan Fouts before the broadcast.
You know.
Hey, get out of my way.
Look at me. Jay Zawoski is the outstanding executive producer of the show. Nick Shapkowski, the outstanding producer of this show. Thank you very much, men. Kevin Zipak does a hell of a job, and we appreciate him. Brian Gersh does a video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com.
Speaking of the love that we have for our guy, Jay Zawoski, if you are in Naperville or surrounding areas, tonight is the night for you to be at the Lantern from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Jay Zawoski will be the headliner, and he'll be joined by Tanner Carroll, Chicago Blackhawk. And we all know the Zawoski curse, so that means Tanner Carroll will
be a
Rockford IceHog or Los Angeles King by week's end.
You never thought that maybe there's a correlation between the guy's roster status and being assigned to Jay Zawoski in the first place?
No, because Dustin Bufflin was a fixture on those things as well.
And I was trying to look out for my guy.
Dustin still, no, he is the Zawoski curse. So go.
I don't know if that's looking out for your guy. That's saying I just give Jay some chump.
Right.
Well, there's some guys
who are a little low.
Status on the roster that maybe they don't have the same responsibilities.
You can send Duncan out there.
Tomorrow on the show, Rodney...
Harrison. Gets a lot more exciting.
I'm sorry, it's the Lantern. Yeah. It's the Lantern in Naperville before these guys start slandering people. And, you know,
slander anybody.
Hey, no, I'm still waiting. Just, I'm not so much
speculating. Still waiting on that lawsuit.
Just speculating. I'm talking about Jay. Wow. I'm talking about slandering Jay Zawoski.
Oh, we don't care about him.
Yep. Any day now, it's coming.
Go check out Jay Zawoski and Tanner Carroll from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Lantern, 8 West Chicago Avenue, Naperville, Illinois, 60540, if you need to put it in your GPS.
Rodney Harrison tomorrow, intro roll tomorrow. Our guy Adam Kramer, kegs and eggs on college football. And and Ben Nicholson-Smith, because let's look around.
Jordan
Zimmerman, 110 mil, looks like going to Detroit. The Red Sox signed Chris Young means they have an outfield overload. Jackie Bradley Jr. back
Johnny
in the mix.
How about Johnny Cueto saying, I don't need your money at $120 million?
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
Hey, man, these guys saw what happened with Matt
Baseball
Scherzer.
Money. It's baseball money.
No, but they 6 years for $120 million
for
Johnny
Cueto? He's not really better than Jordan Zimmerman at this point in his life.
I'd
take a hard look at that.
I got laughed at when I said Jordan Zimmerman was going to get between $1 and $1.20, something like that.
Who laughed at you?
A few people on the Twitters.
Oh, okay.
But it's a lot of people think that they're going to get 150, 180, and not necessarily.
So that means Samardzija.
The answer is not necessarily.
So that means Samardzija is going to get 75, 80.
I think
right about that.
Mm-hmm, from the Cubs.
And then the Cubs will then give David Price his 200 mil dough and be done with that.
Boy,
why aren't they done with it?
So.
They're going hard on Price, mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people who believe it's a formality. A lot of people think that the real pitch to Price was done weeks ago.
See, but they have a lot of voices, and I think they got a lot of voices think a lot of
Who's
different things
them?
About Price. There's some people in that front office who do not want to pay the big dollar for a guy like that and the money tied up.
I got you.
You know, there's a mix. There's a mix of opinions and some very powerful ones.
I think there should, well, there should be,
actually. In any healthy front office.
Checks and balances.
There should be. Checks and balances.
Team of rivals.
No, I know who I think is going to win that argument. The Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Need a great gift? Grab a Wolves Howliday Pack. I get it. Tickets and swag at a low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Hello, man.
Well, Theo wins the argument. It's just a matter of how hard he listens to other factions. He's in charge. There's no question it's his call.
He's the button pusher.
Right. So if he doesn't want him, they're not going to have him unless somebody can convince him. But he's
I'd
the guy.
I'd be careful.
We got to be careful. I'd be careful. Time you're spending that kind of money. Price?
Yes. You're not trusting that's not going to age well.
No, it's just about those dollars allocated to
will
be three pitchers when he signed.
What Terry is saying is it's not going to age well.
You think so, Terry? You worry about Price aging well?
Well, I worry about him from the get-go, actually. He's not what he once was, I don't think. That's from my eye watching him.
So when you go 4 years to cover yourself? But the problem is the bid is going to be, the bid's going to start at five.
He's not going to take 4 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Bid's going to start at five and probably raise itself to six.
Well, it takes him 37, right?
Yeah, but look what you're committed to Lester. These deals have bad money on the end.
And they
just do. Yeah, and then by the time you get your TV deal, you don't care.
I hope they're not. I hope they get that giant TV deal. I know they think they're getting it. But you see, is the Comcast dropped Yes over the weekend? You guys see that?
Mm-hmm.
So the Yankees network getting dropped.
Yeah, we talked to Ian Eagle about that because the Nets are also on Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the speculation is that the Cubs would then team up with the Blackhawks. That there could be some sort of deal in there where they have their own programming that gives you enough to carry you through instead of just retrospectives through the winter. That
Tim McCarver on every day.
That would be very smart to do. And obviously the organizations have some commonality in terms of people's in charge and who have been in charge. So that make all the sense in the world. I saw this from our buddy Steve Ashburner. When Tim Duncan played his first game against the Bulls, Michael Jordan had 29 points. Avery Johnson, Vinny Del Negro, Monty Williams, and Steve Kerr were all on the floor as well. That's
because he's old as dust.
Yeah, that was
he
was the third career game for Tim Duncan.
What year was it? 97?
97. Yeah, 97. And Duncan.
The second year he won a championship.
He had 19 points and 22 rebounds that night to Tim Duncan.
I think I covered that. Was
probably
it here?
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was here. That was his first game at the UC.
Tim Duncan has been a magical player for so long. And I've always had the inner argument, the Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan argument, where if they traded places and traded franchises, could Kevin Garnett do the things that Tim Duncan did? And I've always argued in my own head that yes, he could.
I argue in my own head, no, he couldn't.
Really?
Yes.
That Kevin Garnett wasn't the player that Tim Duncan was?
Correct. Correct.
I don't think it's fair to either one.
This discussion is
going to diminish both of them, unfortunately.
Because all the years where everyone's like, Kevin doesn't want to take that last shot. Kevin doesn't want to do this. Kevin doesn't want to do that. Now, how many last shots did you see Tim Duncan hit or have to hit because of what was around him? Yeah. He's the greatest power forward, whatever the hell you want to call him, high post player of all time.
They played him at center the entire time.
Because David was there, he played the high post. He played that 17, 18-foot jump shot, you know, pick and pop game as well. But man, the thing, and I love the revisionist history that goes on with the Spurs because all this resting and ball moving, all these things. There was a time there where Greg Popovich, from year like three to like nine, muled that dude out. Throw the ball down to him. He is playing 38 minutes a night. That's why everybody's got to rest all the time. You go back and look at Tim Duncan's minutes per game and look at Tim Duncan's field goal attempts. Like, they gave that dude the ball and moved the hell out of the way. Now, because they have to facilitate age with Manu and Tony and in the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, they're doing the whole everybody got to touch the ball.
Well, Duncan's a physical freak, too.
Yeah, it's really very hard when a guy has won five NBA championships. To compare him to a guy, I know players have played, but to a guy who made one Western Conference final.
I just think skill wise, I think Kevin Garnett is a lot closer to being one of the all time greats than people give him credit for. And I know Tim Duncan has done all the winning. He's done all the winning.
He's done all the winning.
And he's been the reason why they've won. Which is
even when he's sitting,
also been in a very small market and never ever talking about himself or marketing himself.
And his knee injury actually helped his career
Because if you look at Tim Duncan pre-2007, 2008, that man was carrying 20, 25 more pounds than he's carrying now.
It's like all of us that blow out our knees.
I've seen some dudes who blew out their knees and got bigger because they, you know.
Not listening to their doctor.
Well, I'm just saying. That could have happened to that guy, and it didn't happen to him. So he is the quintessential professional. He is a dude who probably should have been the face of the NBA more than he was, but the market and all the other things dictated differently.
And they're 14-3. They're still you that. Think about that
what's
team.
Think about what's happening to Kobe right now. And I know he's a perimeter player and he uses different, you know, different muscles and all those things. But think about what's happening to Kobe right now. And Tim Duncan will coast through this season, and I promise you, at some point during the playoffs, Tim Duncan's going to have a 25-12 game. You know, he has those multiple games in the playoffs. Times. Yeah, where you're like, damn,
he had 18 rebounds the other night.
That's what I'm saying. You know,
you ever go to NBA.com and look at the advanced metrics and look at the movement charts? Have you ever seen?
I don't do it often.
It's so cool. Tim Duncan, where they actually...
Is that the one that tells you Mike Dunleavy is one of the best players in the game?
No.
Second best.
No, it does tell you how...
Ben Zobrist is first.
It tells you how fast he runs and how much ground he covers.
I know.
But this is an actual schematic where they shows you the court and it shades the area as if he's got... As if his shoes are dirty. And it just shows you where he's running, and it will fill in. Tim Duncan's movement chart, on average, is a thin gray strip from foul line to foul line. And that's it's the middle of the floor.
I'm sorry.
And he runs from one foul line to the other foul line.
A landing?
Rarely goes further. It's one of the most.
He knows where he needs to be.
It is one of the most unique patterns of anybody in the league. It's really cool.
Hey, I am. This texter is taking you to task, Terry Borges, on your Kevin Garnett thoughts. He says, one Western final, KG won a title, Terry, and another final. Come on, Terry.
Boston thing. Yeah, that's right. He won the ball. Once in the West and once in Boston.
Yeah. Kevin Garnett.
With two great players, though.
But he changed. He changed that thing, though, Terry. You had two dudes who had no want or need to play defense their entire career. All of a sudden, people started respecting Paul Pierce and Ray Allen defensively.
All right, more importantly, did you guys properly eulogize the Illini football program?
We did a little bit. That statement was made by anybody high.
It's not ideal, but I don't want to kill the program.
I told you it was going to happen. You didn't believe me.
It is absolutely absurd that, first of all, you don't even have a clue who your AD is. You're letting your interim AD make a choice.
They might keep him as full-time AD, too.
Well, yeah, you might see. So you can't wait. If you're searching for a football coach, you can't wait to hire this guy.
They're just
because it's going to take a while,
and they're just willing to be the dregs that they are. I don't know if they're being unrealistic though.
No,
is this kind of a
no? I agree with it. You're not
exactly.
There are people wigging out. There are donors threatening to pull support. There are
former players who have never spoken the way they're speaking right now about the University of Illinois. There are a bunch of University of Illinois. There are a bunch of guys that I've talked to that, you know, Mike, there's a lot of people
who renounce their citizenship.
There's a lot of
yes.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah. They're leaving the Illini Nation.
There's a lot of people who the University of Illinois can have control over guys' broadcast careers and all that kind of stuff, who have said the guys that have been talking bad about us, you know, give them a few less games. And those guys are out the door now, and these dudes are sitting back like, what the hell? I was just saying that my university needs to do better. So the University of Illinois has a tangled web that they have weaved.
It's a tangled web, but, you know, this idea of do better is nonsense. There's no do better with that. You're not gonna who you. To,
they, do I thought they should have went and got Petrino they could have years ago.
But there's the thing. There's failing to do better, and there's not bothering to try.
Oh, they've tried.
They've
talked to a lot of coaches over the years that had no interest.
Right now, they're just accepting Cuban,
like, nah, bro,
and saying, you know, it doesn't really
join the Mac. Like, you're getting Big Ten Network money. There's no excuse. You are getting a share of a massive, massive television
jump in
contract.
That AAC, you know, do something else.
Join the MAC.
You see what Iowa State just did? Iowa State just went and got the coach that Illinois should have gotten from Toledo. The offensive coordinator, Campbell.
It did everything.
The guy did everything, and Beckman did nothing.
Without abusing players.
Yeah. Iowa State just went and grabbed him. You got
it's
all
a
these.
Job.
I mean, Vatek obviously had the deal in place with the Memphis guy in the middle of the year, then.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've already got that.
Hey, maybe the Illini can get Brian Kelly after the Eagles fire his ass.
See, but you've proven you can win Virginia Tech.
Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
You've shown you can win over a long period of time. You can absolutely win. You can win all the way to the top. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not many programs, football programs you can say that.
They did it with Mike Vick.
Like, but they did it.
They did it with a supernova.
See, the model for Illinois is not Northwestern.
Right, Terry, right.
The model for Illinois is not Northwestern, even though you might be tempted to do so because of the academic.
Right.
You know, the model
Baylor.
Is
Baylor.
How about Wisconsin?
Baylor. You need some guy with a thing. You need a crazy coach who does a thing.
You mentioned Mike Leach last week.
Sure.
You know, they should have done Mike Leach.
Go get my guy, Larry Fedora, from North Carolina.
What the hell was Baylor? Before Art Brazelay.
I like that guy.
All right, here we go. Everybody get
I
open.
I love North Carolina, right? By the way. I have all year.
That Fedora, that offense, yeah. Man, they've got a shot against Clemson this weekend.
I think they certainly do.
And he did it
again. They most assuredly
do. I think they're
going
to beat him. And he did it.
I think it's very possible.
All Clemson is Deshaun Watson and a bunch of dudes on defense. Like
that's what they're known as.
Yeah, well, you talk about Heisman candidates. I mean, you show me a guy that's had to throw more on his shoulders than Deshaun Watson.
I think that's my guy.
I
think my guy is still Derrick Henry. Well,
they probably have to with the numbers.
Numbers are overwhelming.
They put his numbers next to the Mark Ingram numbers from his Heisman year. It's staggering. And this kid's still got two games to play.
I know. Yeah.
It's staggering.
It's very hard for me to.
Yeah, but Deshaun Watson's staggering too when you think of where they are.
And I'll tell you, you know, watching Derrick Henry, I don't have a lot of sort of wow moments watching the guy.
Deshaun Watson's got those moments for
you. Yes, he does.
He does, but these numbers.
I know.
The numbers the only two SEC players with more 200-yard games than Derrick Henry in a season are Herschel Walker and Bo Jackson.
No, he's amazing this year. But you know what, though? You know what, though? The SEC defense has been overrated for 5 years now. SEC defense has been trashed the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, they have been like trashed.
You're so ridiculous.
It's been trashed.
They put pro players out there into the NFL, but their defenses, I mean, when Mizzou and Texas A&M joined that conference and started scoring on everyone, you're like, wait a minute now. This SEC defense thing has been a myth for a while, and they're going on 5 years of that myth.
All right,
this shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Dan and Terry have Matt Bowen for you. They've got surprises.
I want to celebrate the fact that Rutgers fired Julie Herman, one of the genuinely horrible people in sports.
Oh.
One of the really just
that program's been
it's just an absolute monster. And the fact that they finally wised up and got rid of her, it makes for a great day. Also, I heard you mention LITE as the proprietary.
Yeah, well, isn't that only Miller's?
But you know what the story is, right?
They didn't want their product to look like.
You got to read. There's a great book called Beer Blast.
I think you told me this. That's why I mentioned it.
It is, and it's all about the modern history of beer advertising and marketing.
Has blue ribbon with the blue ribbon.
They literally tied the blue ribbon. Building the Transcontinental Railroad. That's part of it. In 71, there was a Chicago brand called Meisterbrau.
Oh, yeah. Meisterbrau is what we used to drink in high school because you could get a case for $2.99.
A case for like a Meisterbrau.
Maybe a $1.99, Terry.
I think that's right.
We'd get like 4 cases for our pregame party.
And a bottle of Jack.
Meisterbrau owned LITE. They didn't use it, but they owned it. Miller bought Meisterbrau for the sole purpose of owning LITE.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
That's why they bought the company.
What a terrible beer that was. I remember
it.
Oh, my God. No, like a callback to like shotgunning a Meisterbrau in the backyard.
Oh, it's like Olympia.
Bush?
Oh, wait. Are you kidding? Bush is like Stella Artois compared to Meisterbrau.
I've never had these skunk beers that you guys speak of.
No.
You know me.
It's like Goble.
Terry called me fancy a long time ago when it comes to certain things. I don't skip on the beer.
Well, you're not too fancy. It's not like you live next door to a dachshund. Well,
exactly. You know, but those white people problems.
Because I remember, and I brought that up.
And boy, we got problems.
Yeah,
you do.
It's like a family thing. And I was
Chicago.
I said, really? You know, you're drinking that beer. I said, you know that it was, I was mentioning to my dad. I said, you know how they got that name? Because they bought Meisterbrau. And he kind of just looked at me like, and he's like, yeah, you know who did that deal, right? I said,
oh, no.
And he's kind of looking at me. He's like, yeah, I kind of did that. I kind of know that.
And Bernstein lived next to a dachshund.
Okay. So I'm not the smart guy in the room.
Getting big time by your own dad.
That's enough of beer trivia here,
You know who's one of the first lawyers to ever do law?
By the way, I kind of did know that because when you were 2 years old toddling around the house, I was doing that. Okay.
They called me Bruce.
Yeah.
For the next 4 hours.
It's a long way to get to that story. I'll tell you that.
30 years
of my damn time.
Boys and Bernstein.
Bernstein will regale you and entertain you, and they do all those things next here on The Score Speaks.
See you tomorrow.
Tomorrow, we'll find out how much people like football because the Browns and Ravens are playing tonight. So we'll see what goes on with that.
Hub likes it.
We got Spurs and Bulls and all that other stuff. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
We'll be back with more Boers and Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. The four teams that will play in the second college football playoff won't be formally announced until next Sunday when, with great pomp and self-congratulations, the Genius 12 will let us all in on their secret. Right now, it's pretty easy to know who the four teams will be. Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma, and the winner of Michigan State, Iowa in the Big Ten championship game. Realistically, the only chance of a shakeup would be for Clemson to lose. North Carolina's 11-1, but has flown under the radar all season due to a remarkably weak schedule. If the Tar Heels do pull the upset, who gets the last spot? Probably Ohio State, to the chagrin of ESPN, which would much prefer Notre Dame. All those needles ESPN execs stuck in a Stanford doll didn't quite work on Saturday. Sigh. I'm John Feinstein.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze, but as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues, and his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Hallis Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
853600.
UPS is now hiring part-time package handlers and package delivery drivers in Palatine, Northbrook, Addison, Bensonville, and Schuyler Park. Package handlers receive up to $75 weekly bonuses for all shifts. Package delivery drivers work days and receive $200 weekly bonuses. A commercial driver's license is not required to become a package delivery driver. Apply now at upsjobs.com/radio. That's upsjobs.com/radio. A great job and excellent benefits are in one package, delivered by...
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You could see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings. Championship rings. And parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Craig Robinson here, and here's a little ditty for holiday shoppers who could use help checking off that list.
If this year your shopping's hard, Walmart's got a credit card. So load up some gifts and make a stir and save a little more with the best offer.
Save $35 when you open a Walmart credit card account and spend $75 today. Uh-huh. Paid as a statement credit, subject to credit approval. Certificate required for in-store purchase. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer valid until December 31st, 2015. See store for details.
Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday, don't miss the half-price lease on the 32-gig Samsung Galaxy S6, only $9 a month. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere. Offer discounted phones excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for it. Galaxy S6 requires 24-month lease for well-qualified buyers. No security deposit. If you cancel, remaining device payments are due. Plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16. Savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Right now, the Home Depot has beautiful, fresh-cut Christmas trees starting at just $24.98. So, let's pack up the family, head to the Home Depot, and pick the perfect tree. It'll be just the right size for just the right price. And you'll keep more of your hard-earned holiday greenery in your wallet. Let's do this. However you build cheer, start with beautiful, fresh-cut Christmas trees starting at just $24.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Assortment varies by store. See store for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Yes. Join the Scores, Jay Zawoski and Chicago Blackhawk Tanner Caro at the Lantern in Naperville from 7 to 8:30 for the 2015 Bud Light on the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by, meet the Ice Girls, and enter to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks.
This hour brought to you by Del Frisco Steakhouse. Eat where the players eat.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The circus trip is mercifully over as the Bulls return to the United Center to take on the Spurs. Bulls won't have the services of either Aaron Brooks or Kirk Heinrich tonight. Both have been ruled out for tonight's game. Mike Dunleavy will see a back specialist this afternoon. Bulls in San Antonio tip tonight at 7. The Blackhawks finish the circus trip with a 3-1-2 record. They'll host the Wild tomorrow night. Patrick Kane now has 19 points in consecutive games. That set a new NHL record for the longest post streak by a U.S. born player. Elsewhere in the NHL, Montreal goalie Carey Price will be out for the next 6 weeks with a lower body injury, though the team says he will not require surgery. The Bears are back at practice at Halas Hall today as they begin to get ready for Sunday's game against the 49ers at home. Three Bears were not present for the start of practice, according to the Tribune's Dan Weiderer. They were Eddie Royal, Antrel Roll, and Kadeem Carey. Bears have also switched long snappers, waiving Thomas Gafford and signing Patrick Scales to replace him. In college basketball, Illinois center Mike Thorne Jr. has a knee injury. He is likely out for the season. And the Cubs have distributed the pot of cash they received for taking part in the postseason. The Northsiders awarded 60 full playoff shares, the most by any of the 10 Major League playoff teams. That comes out to more than $122,000 per share. Only players who were on the roster the entire season were entitled to vote on how shares were distributed, and they automatically qualified for a full share. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's Black Friday sales event going on now. And Bears Mondays on the Score are sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
And every pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained, perhaps have a laugh or two along the way, along with persistent revving of someone's back door. Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
Lord of mercy.
I think so. And this is radio's best combination of
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bors.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. Matt Bowen joins us at 2. We will do the second half at 3:30 because it's a Monday that isn't a Bears Monday. So we've got all kinds of things we have to get to. And we have some surprises along the way as well with some calls out there for you. 312-644-6767 is the number if you want to call us at WSCR The Score. You email us at borsandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live.
Oh,
streaming.
Oh,
670thescore.com and texting is at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bors_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. There is borsandbernstein.com and the radio.com app. You download that for your mobile device, and that way, wherever you are, you can enjoy the show or you can hate the show. It works out to both ways for you. Our producers are Matt Abaticola.
Amazing to me how a coach can be on the top of the world just 3 weeks ago, and everybody loves him, right? They want to ride him out of town on a rail of happiness at that point. Right now, what? They want to ride him out of town on a rail underneath the train. So,
what the hell are you talking about?
What?
Seriously? A rail of happiness? You ride him out of town on a rail of happiness? What is wrong with your brain, dude?
What?
What is that? It's nothing to do with a train. It has to do with guys running, and they put the guy on a post over their shoulders on a long rail. They tie him to it and carry him out of town.
Given this, I've never heard of anybody being ridden out of town on a rail of happiness.
Amazing to me how a coach can be on the top of the world just 3 weeks ago, and everybody loves him, right? Yeah. They want to ride him out of town on a rail of happiness at that point.
No, they don't ride him out of town on a rail of happiness.
What's with his voice? Is he hungover?
How you doing?
Something went wrong there.
Wires got crossed.
They're riding you out of town on a rail of happiness. Well, can I stay in town then? If you're so happy with me, I'd kind of like to stay in town. Nope, you must leave town. We're too happy. We like you too much. We're riding you out of town. Can't come back.
I love Matt Abaticola. He's the show's Dale Jr., you know. It's all over now for him and Dale Jr.
Chris Tannehill.
No sacks, though, allowed by the Steelers. What are you looking for here in the second half? Ball's going to be kicked here to Seattle to start.
Well, you know, a couple things. First off, Ben Roethlisberger sleepless in Seattle. He is not. So, movie reference. But I think the story...
He's Captain Indestructo.
You don't point out your own bad movie reference that means nothing.
Movie reference?
Yes.
He's part of it.
Okay.
You know what? He doesn't want you to think he's just a football guy.
Ah.
He wants you to think he's a worldly figure.
He's heard of a 20-year-old movie. Okay.
Movie reference?
Congratulations.
So that's what he's seen. Yes. Hi, how you doing?
Nicely handled.
I love that movie.
Wonderful.
It was, you know what, that was I watched a lot of that game. That was really not a very good broadcast either.
No, there was
there was a lot of struggles.
There's a lot to watch over the weekend. There was so much stuff going
four
on.
Days
there.
Of it, yeah, dude. Come days. On now.
I mean, nonstop football non-stop and things.
Bears
and
heroism.
And it's Jim Tomsula week. This is a huge week for us. Not only is it the quote of the year show on Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's Jim Tomsula week.
Paddled.
Yeah, Pad. And his sideline act is really quite something. He's not sure what he's doing.
They're coming here, and that's not going to work out well, even though they hung in there yesterday with the Cardinals. That's not going to work here, that whatever that is. They might keep it close, but that's
well, their defensive line looked aggressive, though. Their defensive front looked like they were at least motivated. And that's Tomsula's baby, right? He's a defensive line coach.
I mean, there's always a question about you. Are you really motivated or what's going on? Because I will make this public. If Jeff Fisher wants one of my monkeys, he can have it.
Probably does.
I will let him borrow it. Just to say they can kiss my, that's not any good. That means nothing.
He needs a sick monkey.
Yeah.
This time of year,
he does have a cold.
Well, a holiday gift.
He's wet.
Yes, you can give. Well, the wet monkey is still alive. The
sick monkey's wet ass, though.
Sink monkey is dead.
Sink monkey, he's dead.
And the eaten monkey is dead.
And the eaten monkey is dead.
The Iranian space monkey is still on special assignment.
Still spinning.
Right.
I'm thinking about if I could get my hands on the filthy minky, I would gladly add that to the collection. I'm thinking about asking if I can borrow that. But, I mean, I see that quote is a, let me tell you something. If you don't think they play hard for me, you can kiss my ass. What? What?
Okay, then.
Okay.
Well.
All right. Well, all right.
Well, thank
big
you.
Big stroker. And you know what? I think they have quit on you, Doc. I think they have.
Not quite like the Eagles have. Because that's pretty
another
special there. Watching Eagles football where they're just kind of like, you're going to tackle him? No, I'm good.
No, well,
I'm
that's
good.
Fine.
You can you want to block? Nah, really. Kind of don't. the USC job is not going to be there for Chipster. Are they playing hard for you? I don't know. The question, I'll give the Philadelphia media credit, though. They came right at him.
They did.
Let me ask a question. Because they pinned him down. My players are playing hard. They've always played hard. They're playing hard. Well, if your players are playing hard, is the problem you? I don't know.
He doesn't know.
Right.
Yeah, here's what I think. The most likely scenario seems that he goes back with his old quarterback. That's what I do. I'm not. I really don't want to go back to college with my tail tucked between my legs because I was beat down and I traded everybody that was valuable to me and I'm an idiot. I don't want to go. I don't want to go back like that. I don't know how good some jobs are. Some are okay. Some are not. But you can go and have your old quarterback back and run your offense in Tennessee, or you can't.
Well, I don't think he's a pro coach. I just don't think so.
Titans apparently are interested. I take that job. I take that gig. I mean, I'm just, they have no coach. They have some guy standing there with a headset.
There was a lot of stuff going on all week. The whole Les Miles thing, and good on LSU for at least realizing that, Nick Saban is getting a lot of people fired, and, Mark Richt is gone. That's a mutual decision. That's not a mutual decision.
No, it's not.
That's
not when you don't say it, and you come in the next day and they tell you you're fired.
Right.
That's not a mutual decision.
When he says, I'm planning to be here for a long time.
When you go in the office and you come out and say,
we've made a mutual decision that I'm not going to be here for a long time, despite what I said before. Strike that, reverse it, not true.
But yeah, Les Miles has won 80% of his SEC games and national title. I mean, I don't know where he would have landed, but he would have landed somewhere right away, and they finally came to their senses. But Richt, it was time to go.
We saw a lot of bad quarterbacking over the weekend, though, pro and college. I mean, that Nebraska performance, he should have been picked 8 times. Because I think 4 of the picks were actually caught.
I know. I'm waiting for
Pete. And I thought there were about 4 others that ricocheted off hands and chests.
Pete and Pete are going to have to have words again.
Seriously. He could have had an 8-pick game, that idiot. And he doesn't even look like a quarterback. It looks like they found some backup safety and said, here, go throw a ball.
That whole thing is awful. That whole program is awful. I don't care what
they
rose up and they beat Michigan State on a play that really shouldn't have been allowed. I mean, they're just not any good. I don't really watching them, and maybe I was that good. I don't know. It was my first chance to really sit down and watch Iowa.
Do you think so, though? Do you feel that they're that good?
I did not walk away with that feeling at all in any way, shape, or form.
I haven't all year.
Well, I thought I'd see him at a tough game on the road, supposedly, quote-unquote, tough game on the road, and I've seen him once at home. That doesn't mean much to me. I want to see you on the road late in the season at a supposed tough matchup, and I came away with nothing for Iowa.
It's a big week for the Boers and Bernstein Show coming off the Thanksgiving break. A lot to talk about. The Bears are alive in the playoff hunt and as flaccid an NFC as I can remember.
And when you look at it, aren't they right there with most of them?
They're right there. They're absolutely right there with all of them. You can calculate what the percentage chances are, but you look at their schedule and you look at how they've played and how these other teams are starting to. I mean, look at what Atlanta's doing. Talk about bad quarterback. What's he doing?
I watched that.
What is that?
Yesterday, too. I don't know.
What is he seeing?
He was.
I cannot for the life of me figure out what he's seeing. Dude, you're supposed to be one of the best. Veteran quarterbacks in the game.
He can't figure it out either.
You're throwing passes. You can't throw.
Because they've asked him, why are you so bad? And he takes the question. He doesn't really, get mad about it. He says, I don't know.
He's seeing things aren't there, and he's not seeing things that are there. And
can't
all,
see the Vikings,
it's
apparently.
It's all bad for him, but it's also quote of the year show week.
Oh,
it
yeah.
is Wednesday. We are looking forward to it. We got a lot to come, including Matt Bowen at 2, and we'll grab your phone calls. So we can react to the Bears' current situation.
Woo!
And Jim Tom Sula coming to town. Boers and Bernstein on the Score.
Wednesday, starting at 1, a Score Holiday Classic returns. It's the 14th annual Boers and Bernstein Quote of the Year show.
Well, I tried.
One of the most popular shows on the Score.
It's not my show. But I'm on that show.
We play the quotes, you vote at BoersandBernstein.com.
Corn fell from the sky and hit him on the head.
Don't miss the 2015 Quote of the Year show. Your chance to vote in the most memorable quotes of 2015 with Boers and Bernstein.
You gotta be bleeping
exclusively on 670 The Score.
It's really horrible.
Chicago's.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom. Objection! You can't show my clients' rates to your customers! We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier. Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law! New, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest. Uh-oh, I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
I am Lisa Ezek, president of Sercom Incorporated. We're a small company, but we're big in the field.
And I'm Marlene Rosenberg, CEO. My husband, Roger, started Sercom in 1968 in Chicago.
Sercom is short for Circuits and Components. We are helping our customers design and build industrial controls and electronic products. And our core strengths are having those close relationships with our customers and getting involved in their success. We look at economics. We look at ways to save them money. American Charter Bank has a lot of the same core values that we do. The relationship, the understanding of our business, it's been huge in our success.
American Chartered works for Sercom and 8,000 other companies throughout Chicago. The bank for your business. American Chartered. Member FDIC.
Hey, check out these sweet reindeer socks. Only 99 cents.
Oh, yeah? Got this Samsung Tab 4 8.0 from AT&T for free.
Free?
Had a hard time finding a stocking it would fit in, though.
Whoa, no need to rub it in.
Rubbing it in would be telling you I got the tablet for free when I bought a new Samsung Galaxy smartphone on AT&T Next, which I did.
Oh, AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Free tablet requires 2-year agreement. Must activate eligible service on both Galaxy devices. Fees, charges, and restrictions apply. Available at select locations. See store for details.
Hum.com. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Moores and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
You know you've reached the holiday season when a couple things happen. First of all, tonight is a Charlie Brown Christmas being shown, the 50th anniversary of a Charlie Brown Christmas. And the Monday after the Thanksgiving break is when Joseph Spence returns to the Boers and Bernstein show. It just feels like the holidays. And you never know when Joe's going to show up, because Joe just kind of arrives. He just sort of appears between now and Christmas. You'll just kind of hear him around. Yep, there he is. And we also
always on cue.
We're adding to our list today Zach Zaidman, who is joining us at 2:20 today. And he says, this is according to Zach, and when he gets excited, you know how he gets, he's
bubbly.
He gets wound up. Yeah. He says he has great sound from Pernell McPhee.
Playing on one leg, though.
I don't care. Pernell. Yeah, I know, but great sound from Pernell.
Well, I'm sure of that,
Speaking of one leg, why is it that Vincent Goodwill of Comcast Sportsnet writes this terrific story? Apparently, he's the only guy who got the fact that Jimmy Butler has got a foot problem.
Yeah, I didn't see any of it anyway today. I read the whole stuff because he was ready for the big game.
2 days ago. He's got it.
I didn't see anybody have it. I didn't see a note about it.
No, Vincent Goodwill had it.
That's what I mean. I don't see it. I didn't see it in the papers.
He said Jimmy Butler could barely put his right shoe on. He asked him, do you think you need an MRI? He said, I don't know. He said he hurt himself against Golden State, and he was limping all over the place against Indiana and is having trouble moving, and nobody's saying anything about it when you can't be screwing around with a foot problem right now. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a strain or a sprain or the start of a plantar fasciitis or a stress fracture, you know, whatever it is. But you got to figure that out. And forget the whole Mike Dunleavy back issue. Which
Fred's going to be missing names pretty soon, though.
Yeah.
Fred's going to be missing names pretty damn soon.
They're
coming home. But this is, you know, where's it really going? If there's anything wrong with him, where's this going? If he's out for any amount of time, say it's really something that's bad, that it is something that you got to watch or you got to rest or you got to be very careful with for a period of time now. Where are you going with this? Who picks up that slack?
I don't know. Because Derek doesn't really. Derek keeps saying he's fine.
He says he sees better now. He's seeing better.
Well, do something better.
He's still 4-16. I mean, I don't know if what he's seeing is, you know, if he's seeing better as 4-16.
Is the eye problem prevent him from jumping? Because there's the lift isn't there. That has nothing to do with his vision. But if Jimmy Butler is hurt, if he's starting in on some sort of chronic foot issue, sit him down and make sure it's right. Don't make him play through it. Yeah. Don't ask him to hobble around on it. That's just dumb. You'd rather have him miss games now than if you think this team's got any chance. If you're just trying to ride this through and hope LeBron James gets hurt, and you think this team has any chance.
That's what you're riding on, isn't it?
Yeah, but although if you see what Indiana did to them, we're just like, look, we're going to, you want to do this? You want to run? Let's go. Let's go. We can do this. We can play this game with you better. We can get where we want to go. We can keep the tempo up. We can move the ball side to side. And then the Bulls try. They say they want to do all that stuff, and then they don't do it. And they stand around and look at each other. If you're going to run it, run the Hoiberg stuff, do it. Move. But they're not.
I didn't take it. Hell of a lot of basketball. I was football intensive. I'm kind of waiting. Did I watch any basketball at all? I don't think so, even in college. So there was some college offerings, you know, a little smattering of a tournament
this time of year is also bad in college.
After January 1.
What's the conference season start in college basketball?
Start scouting, when they play each other, yeah. So I didn't do that either. I was football intensive. There was enough football to last all 4 days. There's plenty. And, you know, I have not had this happen this entire season, nor do I think it's happened in any season of recent memory, that I've had more people in the last 4 days stop and want to talk about the Bears. Everywhere I go. Here, no matter where. They want to talk about the Bears.
Because
it's like something, I said, you do? Really? Yeah. I watched that. And it's like, well, everybody watched that game, apparently. Most watched Thanksgiving night game in history, right?
I still think there had to be something wrong with Rodgers. I know when he was holding his hand, and he admitted there was tingling in his hand.
It was tingling.
That guy does not have four plays from the eight when he's right that look like that. I don't care where Bryce Callahan is standing. I don't care who's where. Aaron Rodgers, I don't care whose receivers
are. My guy.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers does not have four chances from the eight and miss unless he's hurt.
Well, he did not hide behind it. He said he didn't have it after he hit it, and then it came back somewhat. So he didn't say, he didn't use an excuse for the goal line.
He didn't, but that's...
Say, I couldn't feel the ball.
And the Bears didn't really play that well. They won that game, and they did not... They got run all over.
They run all over by Tubby.
They put themselves in a position that any other Bears team loses that game. Not taking anything away from it. I didn't think they played that well.
Because they play other games where I would look at it and say, geez, they played well enough to win, and they didn't. You know, I mean, it's one of those teams. It's not, you know, I don't think they're ever going to be dynamic one way or the other where you say, well, yeah, they absolutely deserve to lose that game, or yeah, they should have won that game by 40 points. I don't think that game is going to come for them either. I mean, you had the one Rams game, but that's about it. Everything else is sort of right in that middle where you say, God, they didn't play. You can say, well, they didn't play very well. You say, you know what? They played above their heads. That guy's doing things I don't even know who they are, which is true. They got a whole bunch of guys doing things that they can't live without.
11 guys doing stuff.
Doing stuff. And guys that you can't live without Bryce Callahan. The answer is, from what I saw, no.
You have no idea who he is. If he walked into the room, you wouldn't be able to identify him.
If he was sitting there, I wouldn't know who he was.
You can't live without him.
You can't. I saw him without him.
Matt Bowen is going to join us next to break down the weekend in football. His Iowa Hawkeyes, I know he's very excited about them. And they're essentially in a...
You tell him that you think they're no damn good.
Well, I didn't say that. Oh. I didn't say no damn good. I just said they've never really done anything that makes me say, all right, that's a potential national champion right there. That I don't think they beat Alabama. There's nothing about them where I say that that's a real contender. They can beat Michigan State and get themselves in the playoffs. It's nice to have, and Pete Futek has always talked about this, you don't need to expand it.
He's got Nebraska in the Final Four, hasn't he?
Because the conference championships become often like semifinals, sort of what you have here. And I watched the whole Northwestern Illinois game, too, and there's a couple players on that Northwestern defense. They've got some stud players. Is Van Hoos okay? Do we know? That was bad. That was the old double hit in the head thing. One hit in the head's bad, two on one play, when you get the helmet to helmet and then the knee to the head, you're just like, dude, seriously, bring the cart. Forrest and Bernstein with Matt Bowen next on The Score.
The greatest team of Bears experts ever assembled, and only on The Score. Featuring Olin Krutz, James Big Cat Williams, Tom Thayer, Patrick Mennelly, Paul Barkish, Dave Wongstead, Matt Bowen, Brad Biggs, Mike Florio, Dan Pompey, Zach Zaidman, Jeff Joniak, and more. Every breaking Bears story, every practice, every game, and all Bears news in between. Let our team lead the way. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Deck the halls and break out the platters, because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests, like jumbo frozen fully cooked shrimp, just $7.24 a pound. Try a delightful fruit and cheese party tray for just $3.98 a pound. Add a little crunch with some all-natural walnuts, $5.99 per pound. Stop in and get big savings for your next get-together. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
And now, Geico's saving stories. Russell Burton closed his laptop, having just switched his car insurance to Geico. He didn't think much of it until...
Savings were everywhere. My pockets, wallet, bank accounts. It was like the savings were following me.
Following, indeed. All because of an innocent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
I feel like I'm never alone.
Geico. Spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be following you.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to $100 on your total carpet project, including new LifeProof carpet, with stain-resistant technology built in to help keep tough stains out. Let's take on chocolate, wine, even bleach. Let's do this. Save up to $100 on your total project, including carpet, pad, and installation. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Minimum purchase amount of $1,000 to qualify, valid through January 27th with purchase of carpet and pad. Single family residence only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, check out these sweet reindeer socks. Only 99 cents.
Oh, yeah? Got this Samsung Tab 4 8.0 from AT&T for free.
Free?
Had a hard time finding a stocking it would fit in, though.
Whoa, no need to rub it in.
Rubbing it in would be telling you I got the tablet for free when I bought a new Samsung Galaxy smartphone on AT&T Next, which I did.
Oh, AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Free tablet requires 2-year agreement. Must activate eligible service on both Galaxy devices. Fees, charges, and restrictions apply. Available at select locations. See store for details.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for $40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for 10 plans. May not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16, savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by OTA. Reward card requires online registration.
Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear. Mick Garrett's here.
Let's move. Bravo!
When there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Count on 5-0.